Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yep, they would have been playing all weekend long, and we would have known today, sitting here, who had punched their ticket into the game down in Atlanta, their new stadium down there. That's where the Final Four would have been, and we're not having that discussion. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, and now we say hello and good morning to Belmont basketball coach Casey Alexander. He's on the line with us. Casey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, doing fantastic. I just thought I'd missed something last night. I'm flipping through the local channels, and I just happened to stumble across News Channel 5 and realized that you had upset Villanova in the tournament. So I guess let's just start off with a hearty congrats, a 14 beat into 3. I somehow missed that one, but what was that like to go through it? I mean, that was must have been a heck of a win for the program.
I have to tell you what, awesome win for our team. You know, I mean, it doesn't, like I said last night, it doesn't matter, you know, how you get them. If people are talking about you winning games this time of year, you take it, right?
No doubt about it. In all seriousness, how tough was it? You know, here you are taking things over for Rick Byrd. You're back where it all started for you, and you guys, you know, win the OVC for the first time since 2015. Everybody's pumped. You're going to have a selection show. And you're not worried about whether you're going to get picked or not. You know you're in. It was just going to be a matter of where, who you're playing, and what seed are you. And, you know, obviously none of that happened.
Yeah, it was really difficult, you know, but it was also understandable. You know, we had just come back a couple of days prior to the announcement, and we're practicing. But, you know, every day the picture was a little bit more bleak. And so we could see it coming, but the finality of it all was still really difficult. You know, we have a meeting. We practice on Thursday, and that's later that day is when they announce the cancellation of the tournament. So we meet on Friday as a team, Friday morning, and then they're gone, and we probably won't see them till June. So that was really the toughest part for our staff and just our group is disassembling, you know, for a long time when just the day prior we were practicing.
Yeah. How did they take it, Casey? I mean, I'm sure everybody was down, but how did you try to – you know, talk to your team knowing that this wasn't going to happen, this was it, and like you said, they were going away?
Well, we're not going to erase the disappointment. You know, there's nothing that we can do or say that, you know, that makes them feel good about, you know, how it all finished. But at the same time, we tried really hard to focus on the positives and the things that we could control. And, you know, we had a lot of great moments throughout the season, and that's the beauty of being part of a team, any sport, any year, is just the time together and what you learn about each other and what you accomplish. And we had a lot of really good moments that we could celebrate.
What did you learn about this team? What did you love about this team?
The way that we just stayed together. Our situation was never dire. We were never in trouble, but it took us a while to really – hit our groove. You know, we lost some close games early in the season that were disappointing. One of those being at St. Louis, where we had a couple of chances in the last minute to win the game. You know, and it felt like it was devastating at the time. And then you look up at the end of the year, and they're probably a top 50 team when it's all said and done. We lose a game at Eastern Washington right before Thanksgiving. You know, turns out they win their league, which is a league that's actually better than ours this year, and so that didn't turn out to look as bad. So we just had moments like that where doubt can creep in, but our guys really stayed with it, and you see the end result with 12 in a row to finish the season, a regular season and a tournament championship.
I know you were at Lipscomb, and you had a little run on your own at Lipscomb in the NIT that we certainly covered and talked to you about and your players. But, you know, some of these kids were involved in finally winning that first NCAA tournament game last year and just kind of the carryover effect. I just wanted to know maybe two things. What did a run like for you with your head coaching experience now to have a run like that? What did that do for you moving forward? And what did it do for some of these kids that did get to experience that first ever win? How that carryover effect? Because, you know, those are lasting effects. And so how would you answer that?
Yeah, they are lasting effects. And, you know, I think at our level, when you're typically talking about a one-bid league, you know, really what you're trying to do is just put yourself in position, you know, and try to knock that door down and give yourself a chance. And then you learn, whether it's from watching other people's success stories or, you know, in our NIT run at Lipscomb last year, Belmont's win over Temple in the first four, you know, if you put yourself there, then you have a chance. And that's, you know, that's probably what was most difficult about not getting to play in the tournament this year is just the unknown. You know, what would we have done? It really is a situation in a lot of ways where you're playing with house money. And, you know, you go in there, and if you don't beat a three seed, you're not supposed to. And if you do, then you really can make some noise for that's good for everybody that loves Belmont.
We're talking to Casey Alexander, head coach of the Belmont Bruins. And, Coach, I want to ask you, you got certainly a lot of guys coming back next year, and you've got guys coming into your program. Basketball is a sport where if you want to go out by yourself, you've got a hoop and a ball, you can do some really good workouts. So how – and I remember those well, right? Sometimes it's hard to get yourself to do it, but if you do it right, it's really a great way to improve. So how have you tried to communicate with your players on how to – stay active and keep developing at this time?
Well, it's been a challenge, I'll say that. And it does sound pretty simple in the way that you described it, but those were earlier, simpler times. You know, I'm not sure many of our guys understand what outdoor courts and backyard and driveways basketball is all about, but they're having to learn it quickly. And you know, we're trying to ease into it, honestly. I mean, we took a week off after the announcement, and that got us to last week. And last week was, hey, just do what you can. And now this week we're a little bit more, trying to get them a little bit more hands-on stuff that they can be doing. But it's different for everybody. You know, some guys don't have anywhere to go. Some guys have snuck into a gym. Some guys are using their, you know, their driveway goal. So it's just going to be a process for everybody.
Yeah. I'm sure for you too, as we try to weed through all of this, and you know, you got to have everything in priorities here. But I'm sure you're trying to map out for these next several weeks how you just keep connected with people that might be interested in your program down the road, and you know, continuing to communicate with your players on all different levels. But what's that process like for you? How are you trying to adapt?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of servicing the relational pieces is about all we can do right now, you know, and that starts with our staff and our team and just staying connected that way. And whether that's FaceTime or, you know, we'll have Zoom meetings and, you know, whatever we can do just to stay in front of each other and communicate and really just, you know, try to keep it going to some degree. And then that also carries over to recruiting. And, you know, we've got a lot of different pieces that we can touch on, and the coaches can always stay busy. There's plenty to do. It's just, you know, a totally different format for which we have to do it.
I don't know if you got a chance to catch any of these classic games that CBS has been showing, but it's certainly gotten me very nostalgic. Just yesterday they showed the Villanova-Georgetown game from 1985, just a tremendous game from start to finish. I'm sure you remember where you were when those games were being played, but it's so interesting just to get a coach's perspective from you how the game has changed. And of course, this is the game that you played growing up, no three-point line, no shot clock, but, you know, it was just interesting how the teams went about it back then.
Yeah, and that has been, for me as well, part of the joy of watching these games. I haven't sat and watched them in their entirety by any stretch, but I've seen bits and pieces of NBA finals and the games that you're talking about as well. And just, gosh, you see so many changes. I mean, the physicality of the game. You know, no ticker on the bottom of the screen, no score on the screen. The commentators that are a little bit more willing to just tell the truth as they go along. Big long shorts. You name it. You know, I mean, just the ebbs and flows of it all. It's pretty fun to watch and brings back a lot of memories. I'll also say this: my brother was a freshman at the University of Kentucky that year of Georgetown, and and Villanova when it was played at Rupp Arena. So he made some pretty good money on his tickets that year.
I skipped school. I skipped high school to go to that practice, and I've never had a day that I regretted it because it was awesome. I whittled my way all the way down to probably the second row, Casey, and there was probably 19,000 people in there watching practice. It was so cool.
Man, that's really good work right there. I will say this too, Darren. I watched Game 7 2016 World Series yesterday.
Yeah.
I did watch some of that first three, four innings.
Yeah.
And so I can send that to you if you need it.
I've got it. Believe me, I don't need a copy. Thanks.
Oh, very well done. We're talking to Casey Alexander, the head coach at Belmont. And I did want to mention that Greg Sage sent me this the other day, but I saw it on Twitter, that $5,000 raised by Belmont for tornado relief. And that's what's been so difficult about all of this, is the tornadoes happened just a few weeks ago, and so many people were focused on that. And then the corona outbreak happened. But that's pretty cool that you guys were able to raise that kind of money.
Well, and I can't take any credit for that at all, I'm sure all of us felt some pride in watching Nashville rally around its own people. A real shame that, that the coronavirus hit like it did, and it put such a devastating halt on the tornado cleanup efforts. But we'll all bounce back. We'll make it through this. It's kind of who we are. And so by the time our team got back from conference tournament, there really wasn't much else that we could do. We had some plans made ourselves, but then the corona hit, then we dispersed. And so I guess we'll all figure it out. I'm thankful for the people that are leading us through this time, though, I can tell you that.
Casey, as we sit here and we talk about what could have been, and, you know, with you guys in the tournament as a whole, and, you know, how the NCAA should handle eligibility and things like that. I know with the spring sports, it's a little bit different because they basically didn't get their season, where basketball pretty much did outside the tournament. What do you think the proper way is for the NCAA to handle just acknowledging the accomplishments of these teams that were unable to play in the tournament?
Gosh, there's so many answers to that question. I was listening to Dan Gavitt. I don't know what his official title is anymore, but he's a bigwig with the NCAA, and he was just talking about that thought process. And all of us would have loved to see a bracket, but there are enough teams that would have been affected by somebody's guess that I'm not sure that was appropriate, to put that bracket out had they done so. As far as eligibility is concerned, I don't see any way that the winter sports, basketball being one of them, where those players, seniors, were going to get a year back. I mean, a lot of them had even completed their season already. I do think it's entirely appropriate for the spring sports to get their year of eligibility back, and I'm pretty sure that's being voted on today with expected approval.
Do you think that this creates, because obviously this is unprecedented and we've never seen anything like this before, but do you think that the NCAA is going to be able to have a better plan in place in case something like this were to occur again, whether it's another outbreak or something different, but have more of a plan now that they've seen it before?
Golly, if anybody could have predicted this or planned for this, they're pretty smart cats.
Yeah,
but I guess you got to live and learn, right? I mean, you never say never anymore with just about anything. And so, and they've got enough money and enough resources that they could certainly put their collective heads together and come up with a good alternative should we see something like this again. But just unfortunate times, I think we'll all look back and we'll obviously all remember it, but it'll just be a blip. It'll be a tough time for our country that will come through on the other side. And for all of us who love sports, we're learning why we love it. But we'll also understand, really in the big picture, what a small role it plays. A fun and great role, but a small one.
Yeah. I also suspect once we get through all this that none of us will probably – it's prolonged our careers. Whatever our careers are, we're probably not in any rush to get to retirement. We probably rethought retirement because if this is what it's like, wow, maybe I'll just keep working for a good while.
I can assure you I will not be going into any home repair or landscaping or any of the other things I've done here. The pressure washing, any of the things I've done here at home in the last week that I had no idea I could even do.
Here. I agree with you. I feel the same way. Casey, thanks for doing this. Good to hear your voice. Be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You guys are great. Thanks.
All right, Casey Alexander, Belmont basketball coach And what could have been? We'll never know. But who knows? Maybe the Belmont Bruins could have been that special team, that special run that we would have talked about forever in this market. But we wanted to check in with him on a day like today. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.